whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
God,
I don't know. I'd put a horseradish on a schnitzel and try it. Germany would be so fun.
It would be, though. Yeah, like Germany would be awesome. It would be fantastic. All the countries in Europe are great, though, man. Like, you can have a great time. You can have a great time anywhere, except St. Louis. But you can have time anywhere.
I can't remember the stat that Mitch Holta said. The Chiefs
have 290 playoff wins.
That and, like, the fact that they've got guys that are only in their third year, and they're, like,
I know, they've never
29 and 3, and one of them, two of them are Justin Reed.
39 leaders. And 2, Dusty.
Yeah,
I don't mean to correct you, but the number is just so astoundingly insane. I do want to read a text we did get. I read it to you. I said it comes from the 651 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. The Chiefs sent out surveys yesterday for people about a renovated stadium and a non-renovated stadium, which means a new build. And you can take those surveys, go to Chiefs.com. I would suggest everybody who's listening go through those surveys that the Chiefs have on their website so you can kind of see what they're asking about, where they're heading. You're not blindsided. They're trying to keep you up to date. They're trying to keep you informed as to what they want to do. And as a fan base and as a city, give us a say and listen to our opinion on things, which I think is brilliant. And somebody from the 651 texted it and said, did my surveys from the Chiefs last night. I did mine as well. No matter what they decide, glad they asked us. It's funny. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about how the Royals failed miserably trying to get their new stadium because they didn't ask anybody. They just said, this is what we're doing. The Chiefs are out here asking, surveying, doing all that stuff. I do believe had the Royals handled things differently over the last year and went out and you know, gave people a survey, asked fans what they wanted, what was important to them, I kind of think that vote would have passed back in April. But the Royals didn't do any of that. The Chiefs didn't do anything like that at the time either. But now they're doing it, and they're going out there, and they're consulting with the fans, and they're asking the fans what they like, what they don't like, what they want, what they don't want. And they're giving the fans an opportunity to voice their opinion. And I think ultimately, Dusty, at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? We all want to be heard, and the Chiefs are giving everybody the opportunity to be heard, and I applaud them for that. So go to Chiefs.com, take the surveys. There's one for a renovated stadium, and there's one for a new stadium. They're two separate surveys. Do yourself a favor and take both of them, because a lot of the information in the survey is stuff they are considering, and then you can vote whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. If you missed that, you can find it on the podcast yesterday. Bob gave you all the updates that we have so far.
Mm-hmm.
With the stadium news, it is a Friday. There are no Chiefs to be played, but there are games, and we can script them the best we can and come back Monday and see how very wrong we were. Who's first on the rundown? Is it Bob?
It's Bobby.
Uh-oh. Oh, me today. All Let's right. Go. Well, this is pretty simple.
Okay.
It's all brought to you by Foaling. We'll be foaling around and finding out tonight. So come
high
on
news.
Out. 4:35. Got it. Yeah, right. So it's pretty simple. 3:30 Saturday. Feet goes up. Football goes on.
Okay.
And it's going to be glorious watching and not caring and relaxing. I texted you that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I love watching great games that I don't have a rooting interest in. Because you don't care how it works. You're not stressed. You're just enjoying sport, right? And a lot of times, I think, when we watch our own team, we're relieved. We're not enjoying it. And that's why I keep telling people, Bill Self said that years ago to me. He goes, we spend more time ruining the losses than enjoying the victories. And there's so many, especially at KU basketball, there's so many more victories than losses. But we spend all our time, you know, frustrated on the losses and not focusing on the wins. That's what this weekend is all about. Our team gave us the opportunity to sit back and relax and just watch, I think, going to be a pretty good weekend of football. I think we see one of Denver or the Texans win their game. I think one of those two teams does surprise and win. And the world is against both of those teams. That's why I think one of them is going to win. Steelers, Ravens, I think it's going to be an all-time classic. I think Lamar wins it at the end with a touchdown run. Commanders, Bucks, I think that's going to be a snoozer. And if Jalen Hurts throws 20 passes, then take the over on Saquon Barkley and rushes it 50 times because I think they're going to use him a lot. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy. You know, they say he is, but, I mean, that guy hasn't played in a long time and is coming out of the concussion protocol. I think the Eagles easily beat the Green Bay Packers. And so that's how I see this kind of weekend shaping up.
Yeah, Hurts limited in practice yesterday, still in that concussion protocol.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going on today. But yeah, that's getting scarier and scarier.
He'll be good to go.
I agree.
He will be good to go and play, but will he be legitimate? And so I think they're going to rely heavily on Saquon Barkley in this game. I think you have to rely heavily on Saquon Barkley in this game. He's your MVP.
Yeah, and you know, how rusty does he start? You know, if the Eagles get down 10, do they have the ability to still run the football? And can Jalen Hurts get him back throwing? You know,
the other key name that you're not mentioning is A.J. Brown.
100%. You know what?
He's way less than 100%. May not even play.
It's perfect for my script. Let's get into it. Tonight begins one of the better football weekends we've ever had, and it starts with an Ohio State win. That's right, Bob, over Texas. Way to go.
Timeout. Why am I the only one that thinks Texas is going to win this game?
It's really close. I'm okay with Texas winning. That's fine. I just think...
But you're an A&M fan, though.
I'm a Tennessee fan now, but I still hate Texas, yeah.
But you just said it's okay if they win. It's not. It's never okay if Texas wins anything.
I'm saying it's okay if you were to say Texas would win. It's going to be a great game. Mm. But I'm leaning Ohio State here.
Onward you go. Sorry.
The Chargers cover against the Texans. People restart the Texans hype train for next year. Herbert looks great in that game. No one gives him any respect because no one ever does. Steelers-Ravens, it's close until the end. Baltimore will squeeze it out. Lamar doesn't look that great. The Bills will blow out the Broncos. Packers-Eagles goes into overtime in the Love Hurts battle. The Eagles will come out on top with an A.J. Brown ceiling touchdown. And Jaden Daniels, he'll show he's a rookie in a loss at Tampa Bay. Sam Darnold shows everyone what he has for 16 weeks prior to last week's game against Detroit and beats former World Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford.
That'd be big for Sam Darnold.
Huge.
Big for his bank account.
Yep.
How come nobody has sung that song, Love Hurts, this week? That's a great way to do it.
You know they're going to have that as like an outro song after something happens.
Yeah.
I think
Cody's in there recording a song right now, I believe.
He is.
I heard him doing something when I walked by and it sounded like a high-pitched noise. I didn't check the computer screen.
Was there a cat like dying in there or something?
Who killed the cat?
Love Hurts.
It's a line from GoldenEye. Shout out Pierce Brosnan. My script is Baltimore and Pittsburgh will be the game of the weekend. I'm not 100% sold that Lamar Jackson can do it against Pittsburgh again. The last time he did it, he gave the quote at the end of the game, the monkey's finally off my back. But it's also the game of the weekend because of all of the storylines. There's no Zay Flowers. So Lamar, your number one target outside of Mark Andrews, not playing in this game. Head coach storyline, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Both, I get it. They've done everything they need to do as head coach in this league. Their tenure, their respect, their level of success, it's all there. But there will be some sort of, you know, repercussions against the guy that loses this game. Mike Tomlin would then be 8-11 in the playoffs. John Harbaugh would then not again get to the Super Bowl, which he did again. A lot of people had the Ravens as the most talented team. Chris Broussard has said it for all year long. Said it yesterday. Doubled down yesterday on First Things First.
Oh, wow.
And said it again. I think they're the most talented roster in the AFC. I disagree because now the Chiefs are almost fully healthy without Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Let's take a little chill pill there, Brew. But the other thing I will say is that, like, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin.
Is that the guy who was making up NBA sources years ago, Chris Broussard?
Maybe.
Right?
But also,
who cares what he says?
The other thing outside the head coach is, which quarterback's going to show up? Like, is it going to be Russ is going to cook, or is Russ still cooked? Is Lamar Jackson going to be the Lamar Jackson that everyone says, in the playoffs, I need to see it, or is it going to be the, all right, here we go, this is my time, I'm ready to put those haters, you know, put them quiet and put them to bed and show up as the MVP of the league or the season that he had? Big game, man. AFC North battle.
I love AFC North football.
Divisional battle. Tomlin, Harbaugh, right? You've got Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Lamar, Russ. I'm sure there's a little friendship there because I'm sure Lamar watched a lot of Russell Wilson when he was younger, going through college and all that sort of stuff, as a generational type of quarterback that Russell Wilson was. But is Russ officially cooked, and is that whole relationship over and done with?
Yeah.
The other one I like is Daniels versus Baker. Low-key fire matchup. I know you don't really care about it, but this is a game like we talked about last night via text. I got no dog in the fight. I want to see if Baker can also do it in the playoffs again. Can he continue to be the Baker that has given Tampa Bay reason to believe that they're okay with him being their franchise quarterback? Mike Evans, veteran, on your back. Let Baker Mayfield find you. Be that guy. And then you move over to the other side. Dan Quinn, right? Came back, probably going to, you know, be top three finisher and coach of the year, maybe top four. But you look at what they can do in Washington. Scary Terry, Secretius, Brian Robinson Jr., all those things they have on their team to be a team that can be, you know, kind of like that Houston Texans role. C.J. Stroud came in last year as a rookie, had a really good year. Daniels, he's going to win rookie of the year. Going into the playoffs, can you make your stay, or will this be a flash in the pan? I think this matchup is going to be great, and I think Baker is going to win this game for Tampa Bay. I also think Baltimore is going to beat Pittsburgh, but I'm not 100% sold on that. I'm about 75% sold, right? I'm like Clark Griswold.
How could you be sold in that matchup? Because it's been so, I mean, like, that's when I think you just throw the records out the window, man. Right. I'm with you on that.
I'm about as distracted in that game as Clark Griswold was buying jewelry for his wife and that beautiful woman tried to sell him stuff. I'm impressed of you. Best of you. I'm sorry. But the other one that I'm looking at in the script is that I really like to see what the Minnesota Vikings will do. I think this is a game where you say is the game that we see Sam Darnold kind of figure it out. When it's gut check time, great coaches and good quarterbacks figure out a way to quiet that narrative. And I think Minnesota will do that. I think this game being transferred over to Arizona,
I think it's huge.
Is a little bit of a factor in this. And I just like Arizona for the Minnesota Vikings. They still are, you know, on a neutral site, whether you want to believe it or not. I love Kevin O'Connell in this matchup. I love Sam Darnold in this matchup. I used to be all Rams. I was all in on the Rams. I was like, that's the team I don't want to play. But I think with the loss can sometimes be a bigger gain than it could ever be.
Agreed.
Right? Like some people say, oh, the Denver Broncos beat the Chiefs 38-0. What's that going to do for the Chiefs? Nothing really there. But again, that doesn't matter. Whereas you lose to the Detroit Lions and lose out on home field, and now everybody's starting to question you, that gives Sam Darnold a little bit of fire. Kevin O'Connell, a little bit of fire. Their offense against that Rams defense, I think, is too much. I think Minnesota wins this game. I think they do cover. They are a 1.5 underdog, at least as yesterday, according to DraftKings. I like Baltimore. I like Tampa Bay, and I like Minnesota to win those games. Again, I'm not 100% sold on Pittsburgh losing, but I am 100% on Tampa Bay winning, and I'm 100% on Minnesota beating the Vikings or Minnesota beating the Rams because I love that offense. I love what Justin Jefferson can do. He will expose that Rams secondary, and I think that Kevin Arnold, I think Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold show up as the quarterback combo out there. I mean, I get it. McVay and Stafford is on paper the better matchup. You always tend to go to quarterback and head coach, but again, Darnold and Kevin O'Connell are doing something special this year.
They are, but it's the same offense. It's on the road for them. It's on the road for the Rams right now. Like I'm kind of leaning Minnesota on that one as well, just because of everything going on in LA right now and the human side of dealing with reality that, for the most part, professional athletes never have to deal with the reality of stuff that we have to deal with as normal human beings. And now they do. And I think that's a big, big, big impact on them. So I would lean Minnesota, you know, in that game as well. I kind of feel like they're going to go out there and, you know, the Rams and Chargers both have other things on their mind right now.
We go from KOC to HOA. You'll want to hear this story from Bob Fesco because, of course, the snow is a factor. And then we'll get into our cover two here on Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
We'll get into the cover two in about 7 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty. I hope you're all having a good Friday. It's not really a red Friday. It's a relaxed Friday, right? You get to have Texas, Ohio State tonight. Then you get a couple games tomorrow on a Saturday and then wrap it all up on Sunday. And then here we go Monday, as we are in day two of the five-game stretch of the best five-day stretch of sports, of football, I should say, as we talked about earlier this week.
We talked about it privately. We haven't brought it to the air yet. I think January has become the greatest sports month now.
We didn't talk about this. Yes.
Want to talk about it now then?
Yeah, let's get into it for a quick second.
913-586-7965. That's the text line sponsored by Jay Southland Toe. Doing the Lord's work. Cam also was like, it's weird going home to sleep and just now turn you guys on. Normally it's like doing the snow plows. Like it's just been a weird week.
It's been a crazy week for
people. No doubt about it.
Yeah, we'll get to the snow thing in a second, but I want to run that because I've heard from people over the years and it's always been a debate, which is the better sports month, March or October. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess spring training in March, I guess.
March Madness is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Like we hate college basketball season. Right, and it's like, hey March Thursday. Madness.
Yeah, and we're all experts.
11 o'clock.
You know, we're all experts on, you know, Duquesne. But I think, you know, March and October have always been like kind of battle back and forth. And I was thinking about it this week. I'm like, I think January has now become the best sports month of the year. You have the final weekend of the NFL regular season, which a lot of times is for all the marbles. You know, you're playing for playoff spots. You're going down to game 272 that matters and everybody's watching. Then you immediately go into the NFL postseason. You go into head coaches and general managers being fired and hired. Mm-hmm. You've got the college football playoff and national championship stuff going on right now as well. And, you know, you've got the opportunity to see some great football in you know, five playoff games in 5 days, basically. 5 days of playoff football. Boom, 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 boom. And so I think for me, like, January is like the winter doldrums and nobody likes it. You're coming off the holidays. But I'll tell you what, man, the sports calendar in January and everything that's going on so far in the first 10 days of this year from a sports standpoint, I think January has usurped, to steal a word. March and October is now, in my opinion, the best sports month of the year.
I'm in. Agreed completely.
I love September. I think September's up there. Right, you're wrapping up the baseball season.
Yeah.
It's a big in there. This year, September was awesome for us,
yeah,
right?
Great for us, yeah.
And, you know, you get the end of the baseball season. Golf is also finishing up with the FedEx Cup races, me being the outlier of that situation. But also you have the start of football. Like, you've waited all summer. You've gone through training camp, mm-hmm. and football is finally here. So you get baseball, football, and then for me you get golf. Plus it's like that good time of fall where, like, you're starting to kind of lift the windows open, let the air, and just the season of it plus the sports of it, to me, is just better than this garbage that we have outside.
Well, this stuff sucks, but having these sports kind of helps you through
saves it.
It,
yeah.
It really does.
In January, like you said, like football, like college
football
playoffs.
The Chiefs have made January and February, for me, who's had seasonal depression in January and February for most of my life, since the Chiefs have been winning, my life is so much better from a mental standpoint these months. Sports and having this opportunity to watch all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're already 10 days into January. Take our mind off this crap, right?
Wow. Yeah, I'm ready to be on a tee box hitting pipes down the fairway, but that's not happening for another 6 months, it appears, because it's just devastating outside.
May not be melted in 6 months. I heard we may have another big one on Valentine's Day, somebody was telling me this morning. They're looking at future models, and they're like, oh, Valentine's Day, there may be another 10 to 12 inches.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lovely.
Huh. Somebody says, I'm with Dusty. September and October wins for me because of golf championships and racing championships on top of football.
Yeah.
It all
depends on what your interests level
are. Yeah, 913-586-7965. What's the best month of sports throughout the year? January, April. I mean, April's nice, too.
April's
right?
Good. Your spring, baseball, Masters, Final Four, National. Yeah. Like, April is a good month as well. Yeah.
April's almost good because you've survived.
You survived, right? Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, you get to April, you're like, I made it.
But can it be the best sports month if it doesn't have football?
Yeah, probably. But you got the draft.
Yeah, okay.
Every month
that's
has
fair.
Something
the
in the NFL.
Fun.
Every month has something in the NFL.
Somebody says, agree, January has the most going on, but September's the best all-around viewing experience. I ain't done.
What does that even mean, though? I don't know.
What does that mean?
Experience, I ain't done.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Somebody says, 12 more inches of snow coming the week of the 17th through the 23rd.
What?
Is that February or January? I am so done with snow,
yeah,
dude.
Stop, you're scaring me.
Yeah, I mean, 12 more inches?
From the 816, it's so funny, Bob, the one that bashes weather forecasters, relay what he heard. Yeah, I'm going to relay the information. Doesn't mean I agree with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they hit one, whoop-de-doo.
But they hit it.
They got it.
I mean,
they got it right.
They hit that three-lay parlay.
The other 10, they missed, yeah. You know.
Me and Bob carpooling to work for the foreseeable future.
That's right.
Let's go.
Bought a new Cobra-era jet driver a few weeks ago. I feel like I'm never going to get out and use it, Dusty. Simulators. Go out there. They have those. Yeah. There's one, and that's not the same, but you can do it.
From the 816, if Bob took a month off from the radio program, that would be the best month. Says the guy listening.
Well, we did take off a month, basically.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so, yeah, we just did that.
But it wasn't any of us. Colin Cowherd all day. So
the winter sucks, right? And nobody likes the winter. Nobody likes the shoveling.
I like it, but I don't like the extreme
You're over
winter.
It, though, already.
Because it's extreme winter.
Yes, it's terrible.
I don't mind a little fire, a little pajamas,
no,
a little robe. I love that.
Nice, you do that. Kind of, but when it, like, it hampers you for an entire week, like this one has done, has just been atrocious. And so we get an email from the Homeowners Association yesterday. Those of you that have, do we have any Homeowners Association music? Those of you that, you know, have the Homeowners Association understand the Homeowners Association. We all just kind of roll our eyes. And so I'll just read you the email we received yesterday. Mind you, this was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Dear neighbors, as winter settles in, our neighborhood transforms into a picturesque wonderland.
That's how they started it. That's so crazy.
However, with the beauty of snow comes the responsibility of ensuring our sidewalks remain safe and accessible for everyone. As responsible homeowners, it is our duty to shovel the snow off our sidewalks promptly. This simple act not only helps prevent accidents and injuries, but also ensures that our community remains welcoming and navigable for all, including children, the elderly, and those with mobility challenges. Here are a few tips to keep in mind. Number one, shovel early and often. Fresh snow is easier to remove than packed snow. Try to shovel shortly after snowfall to make the task more manageable. Number two, use safe techniques. Bend your knees and lift with your legs to avoid straining your back. Take breaks if needed.
Thank you.
Number three, consider your neighbors. If you have elderly or disabled neighbors, offer to help them with their shoveling. A small act of kindness can go a long way. Number four, use ice melt sparingly. While ice melt can help prevent slippery surfaces, use it sparingly to avoid damage to sidewalks and the environment. By working together and taking these small steps, we can ensure that our neighborhood remains safe and enjoyable for everyone throughout the winter season. Thank you for your cooperation and commitment to our community. This email comes yesterday, Thursday, after a Sunday and Monday blizzard where everybody was out shoveling. We had one guy in the neighborhood literally plow every sidewalk in our neighborhood because he had the big machine. He just got behind it and he went, man, and he just went down the entire block. The only thing that wasn't cleared in our subdivision, in our neighborhood, was one sidewalk in front of a house that doesn't look like anybody's even home, and the common area by the entrance to the subdivision, by the sign that they charge us $30,000 for, that the trees are so high you can't even see the sign. Those are the only two areas that were not taken care of. And our streets weren't plowed, which is fine. I get all that. It's a, you know, neighborhood, whatever. They took care of the main roads. They sent out that letter because one person didn't shovel. Because Jen and I drove the neighborhood last night because she was hot when she saw this one, right?
She high?
Hot.
Oh.
Hot.
Like, okay.
She was hot.
She's always hot.
Yeah, thank you. When she saw this one. And so we said, you know what? We're driving the neighborhood. We drove that. Not that it's big. You know, there's 80 houses in it or something like that. It's not huge. Drove the neighborhood. One house did not get that job done. Why not go talk to that person instead of sending out this email like we're all ignorant asses that didn't do anything?
I just want to win, Jim. I do love this text regarding that. Why are HOAs consistently giving thanks coach vibes? That made me giggle.
That's good.
Bend your knees. Thanks, coach. Take rest. Thanks, coach.
That was here. Here are a few tips to keep in mind. Thanks, Helen.
Yeah. Is that her name?
I don't remember what it was. Betty or, you know.
From the 913, I'm not shoveling 5 feet of plowed snow just to clear my sidewalk for three elderly people to walk on.
But the thing is, we had this one neighbor, and my wife even responded back to the Homeowners Association president. He goes, your neighbor legitimately came out and plowed every sidewalk. He just went right down the street. No effort, just went right down the street.
Somebody said you should email back and tell them to suck your ass.
You know, it's funny you say that because I told my wife I was going to do that. She goes, please don't.
Just don't make it a drama thing.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Guess who's not coming to the block party? No, I had a friend one time that said that, like, in their HOA, they were, like, upset with all the decorations that people put out for holidays. It was, like, one of these, like, there's a number count. And so in, retaliation, everybody that was on the same page to go against them put, like, so many different blow-up, like, things in their front yard, or like middle finger to the HOA.
Now the HOA,
it's a power trip.
It is. Yes.
Yeah,
they
is.
Were the safety patrol when they were in middle school.
When I was,
you were on safety patrol, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, right. When I was living in Blue Springs over by Stone Canyon, we had HOA over there. And my stepdad's like, you know what? I'm tired of these emails. I'm just going to go to the meeting and see what it's all about. And they had it in the middle school gym over there. Now it's Paul Kender. It used to be Sunnyvale or Sunny Point, whatever one it was. And he said he made it 10 minutes of the meeting because everybody just stood up and there was like, yeah, there was a mailbox that was open for 2 days. I thought that was kind of unsafe. And then somebody said something about, yeah, there were a couple of trash bins at the end of the driveway that were there past their time. They needed to bring those back to the thing. He just stood up and walked out.
I told you we got a message on like the neighborhood ring thing. Why hasn't my trash been picked up? It was supposed to be picked up on Monday.
Jeez. Don't you know how holiday schedules work?
Like, have you looked outside?
Karen?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Go sit back down in front of the fireplace and have some hot cocoa, Nancy.
See, the lucky thing for me is that I'm from a generation that will never own a house. And I'll just rent so I don't have to deal with HOA. Like, I just can't.
Oh, it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
You know, so 512 had, their grass was a little long.
Right.
That's another one. You need to mow your lawn at least once a week. Because I remember, I think it was my buddy Zach. He lives on a corner lot in Lee Summit. And he was mowing his lawn. And they said, you don't need to mow that far. That's not your lawn. So he didn't touch it because it was technically like the city. And he just let it grow. And he's like, I could have mowed that, but now it's an eyesore because you guys told me not to mow it.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
I mean, the things that people get, you know, concerned with. I mean, again, the whole neighborhood was plowed except for one neighbor who hasn't been home. And the common area.
Common area.
Well, you know, the entrance, whatever. This just where nobody lives, but it's an entranceway or whatever, right?
Right.
That has not been done. Because nobody's going to do that.
Who's doing that?
That's why we pay a homeowners association fee.
That's
it. Somebody's out there and do it.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So there you go. HOA, that's your thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Thanks to the text line. Take the day off. You know what? Take tomorrow and Sunday off,
too.
Some
of my neighbors now.
Oh, they're like, preach, is that what they're saying? Yeah. I mean, HOA, like, it's just such a power trip.
I mean, like, who in their right mind takes a look at the entire neighborhood that's been plowed and shoveled out? Everybody's driveway shoveled. Like, most of my neighborhood are old guys. So, you know, they take care of their stuff, right? They mow six times on Saturday. Their yards look awesome, like envious. They're always out there. They got their stuff together. And then this email goes out because one person at the end of a cul-de-sac didn't plow their sidewalk because they aren't home? What happened to just going and talking to that person? Why do we need to involve everybody in this?
Again, HOA.
Which one was your favorite, though? Shovel early and often. Use safe techniques.
Take breaks.
Was that the one? Yeah, use safe techniques. Bend your knees and lift with your legs to avoid straining your back. Yeah. Take breaks if needed.
Make sure when you drive, you put your seatbelt on before you back out. Make sure you look out the windows. Like, thank you, HOA.
Yeah. Shovel, but use that ice melt sparingly. Leave that ice on the ground. Because after you shovel, then, you know, Ed up the street will slip and fall.
Somebody says, my dad has a second house in Stone Canyon but doesn't live there. The amount of complaining that goes on about his house is hilarious. People complained also about a piece of paper taped to his front door for a week. From his lawn guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I like this one from the 913. Last year had a heart procedure done and 2 days later caught my neighbor bitching about three dandelions in my yard.
Wow. Oh my. Pick them out yourself, Harold. That was another one.
HOA Harold is what somebody. Yeah.
That's another from the 913. Hell yeah. I'll take the day off. I'm going to sit in the garage and have some beverages and a stogie. Cheers, buddy. Yeah. I'll be joining you. Let's get into our cover two for this weekend in the playoffs. All right, Mr. McAmoney, you're up.
I mean, first off, I'm watching rookie QBs. I'm excited about the rookie QBs this weekend. You know, you got Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. These are the two guys that...
And you think one of them is going to get blown out.
I do. I think Bo Nix is going to get blown out. Yep. And it's not his fault. It's more the team than him. But yeah, also the other team that he's facing. But yeah, I mean, these are the two top rookie of the year candidates and rookie QBs in the playoffs historically don't perform great. Maybe that trend will change. This has been one of the best rookie QB seasons ever. And then I think Bob talked about it earlier, maybe in his script, but so it's kind of, I'm going to piggyback on that. Mike Tomlin in his seat, how hot it gets if they lose, when they lose, how they lose. His future, for whatever reason, seems to be in the balance with this game. Haven't won a playoff game since 2017. So, yeah, Mike Tomlin's seat, is it going to get extremely hot if they lose this game?
So that's what you're looking for this weekend. I'm going to piggyback off of your Tomlin's hot seat. And I'm going to add Harbaugh, John, to that hot seat because either one that loses Monday morning on sports talk radio in that city is going to be, has Tomlin run his course or has John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson run their course, right? Like, this game is setting up for, I don't want to use the term meltdown, but it's setting up for a week of it's time to make some serious changes in Pittsburgh or Baltimore to whoever loses this one. I will tell Pittsburgh, as I did yesterday, and then Orlovsky stole my take, is that we're looking at a Pittsburgh team that continually blames Mike Tomlin, but he's taking chicken scratch and making chicken salad out of this, you know? You had Justin Fields and Russell Wilson given to you as a quarterback, and you almost won the damn division.
10 wins. Yeah, it's amazing.
So enough with Mike Tomlin, all right? Start questioning the general manager in that organization, because Mike Tomlin's out there taking chicken scratch and making chicken poop or whatever. So I'll be watching that one and how they're saying they're, well, Mitch said doo-doo. I figured we were.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I'm going to be watching too, because both guys are kind of banged up, is that Love Hurts matchup. Which banged up quarterback is going to do more or, quite frankly, try to stay out of the way of their team winning a football game? Because I think staying out of the way means you're giving Jalen Hurts the opportunity to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley all day long. And the same thing with Green Bay. Run the hell out of the football. Get a good running game up there. So which quarterback is going to stay out of the way to allow their team to win?
You keep bringing up the Love Hurts. Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit called Cookie Dough, where they do it to that tune? It's called Cookie Dough. Yeah. And they're like, it's like a Gatorade commercial, but instead it's it's a Gatorade.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so gross.
I'll send it to you, Matt. Yeah. But it's like Will Ferrell's like a track star. And he, like, at the end of his race, he like chunks it all over his face. And, like, oh, it's so funny. So funny. Cookie Dough. My cover two are two quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Reason why? Josh Allen, you're the MVP of the league. It's been your season. Josh Allen, go take care of business. Continue to get to that point, which is AFC Championship game against Mahomes. We all want to see it. Everybody wants to see it. National media, local media, Buffalo media, Chiefs media, everybody fan-wise is ready for that matchup. Josh Allen, go be that dominating force that everyone has said that you have been all year. I'm watching how Josh Allen plays in this game, and like Mack had noted earlier, could be windy, could be snowy. Hello, Buffalo football in the playoffs. Fans, bring your shovel, because you know if you want to sit, you got to do it your damn self. The other one is Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's been new life in the NFL. This is a new storyline for Justin Herbert. Zero playoff wins. Jim Harbaugh has came in and saved your day.
It's today.
That's right. And he knows what it's like to be born, because he remembers it. It was warm. It was light. It was fun. And Justin Herbert has been born again in this new sort of reign for the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm really interested to see what he does against Houston. Again, Mitch Holtis told us earlier, if you missed it, check out the podcast page. Mitch Holtis told us earlier, I'm really interested to see how the Chargers do against the Houston Texans. Don't doubt them out. Houston's had some time to kind of get things right. You're going to see Nico Collins kind of do his thing, but I'm looking to watch Josh Allen.
Are you feeling more about Houston now than you were earlier in the week?
No, I still think the Chargers win.
Okay.
But I think it's time to watch Justin Herbert a little bit more under the microscope. I think I'm ready to see, is he going to be this guy that, do you want to get in the conversation as a top five quarterback? Do you want to be in that conversation with Allen, Burrow, Lamar, all those guys? You win this game, you take a lot of weight off your shoulders. No one's expecting you to go to the Super Bowl. No one's expecting you to go to the AFC Championship game. People are expecting you to get a playoff win. It is time to show up for you, Mr. Justin Herbert. I'm watching that. I'm watching Josh Allen because, damn it, I kind of like Josh Allen. And that pains me to say, because I do like watching
and
Josh Allen.
I like Bo Nix. Which guy that Dusty likes or Bob likes is going to win this weekend?
Yeah, because there ain't no ties in the playoff, baby.
Could there be? Could we have a tie? Nope. Just ended in a tie of both teams combined to face the next opponent? That's what they should do. If you tie in a playoff game, you combine both teams and you take on the next opponent.
That's what it would take to beat the Chiefs. So,
and they still may not.
Exactly.
Right. Do you think a combined Denver-Buffalo team could beat the Chiefs? 913-586-7965.
I will ask you this. Which underdog this weekend do you think has the best chance? The Rams? Is that the easy answer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the but no, Rams. It's not anymore because they moved the game. So
I think it's the Commanders.
Yep, that's fair. Rams, Packers, Commanders would be the three. Any other answer I would disagree with.
Those are the underdogs you think of, Jin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the best chances.
See, I think one of Houston or Denver is going to win. So I would take one of the I think I would take Houston.
What's
probably
your percentage of Pittsburgh, though? 20%? 25%? Is that way too high?
Somebody on the text line actually had a good one. Tomlin should throw him a curveball and start Justin Fields.
I mean, he went 4-2. Or what do you do?
4-1. I can't remember. Yeah.
What happens if that does happen, though? Like, does...
Then we never say anything about Tomlin again.
Do shockwaves go through, like, like, is there panic that sets in because you were preparing for Russ and now you got Fields?
Oh, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
I think people would make a bigger deal out of it than it is still go out there and play your game. We got our defensive plays. We'll call our play. You execute your play on defense. Go ahead and take care of business. But... I mean, that would be wild if Tomlin did. I hope Tomlin does that. God, I would love Mike Tomlin even more. I don't know how much more I could love the guy. But, like, if he did that, I'd be like, oh, this is great.
No one said George Pickens is in their cover, too. Let's see how that guy shows up.
Seriously.
He had a really bad game in the last game of the season.
He could have gotten 1,000 yards, gotten an incentive, came in that game with 900, walked out with 899.
Three drops.
Oh, he was so bad. And I had money on him, of course.
Six targets, one catch. No, zero catches, three drops.
That's almost as bad as Carson Wentz, half a total yard, finishing with 10.
Yikes.
Well,
we had a text earlier that says if Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, they're going to play Sorry, Miss Jackson, which I thought was great.
Oh.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
He never meant to make her daughter cry. He apologized a million times. Don't forget, next week, in fact, I think Monday, actually, you'll have a chance to do this. We have made some playoff T-shirts thanks to our friends over at Gates Barbecue. So be on the lookout on how to get these next week. And don't forget to get Gates Barbecue for your tailgate or if you're watching at home this weekend. We can get back into which underdogs we think could have a chance. And Bob will tell you about another underdog here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Say it ain't so. We got an hour and 15 minutes left on this show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll get to the Richards of the Week from all of us. Spoiler alert, it's not HOA for Bob Fesco, but it gets better. And then obviously, if you remember the show on Tuesday or Wednesday, you probably know who my Richard of the Week is. We all agree that HOA can kick it. They just make things stressful. Big weekend of football tonight.
Huge.
Texas, Ohio State, 6:30. Kind of wish that game was later. I'm kidding. It's Friday. I don't care what time that game is.
I'd like to have it at noon with this weather. Nobody's going anywhere. I'll just watch the game now.
Yeah, right. With those powerhouses, you put that thing at 6:30 on ESPN and watch the ratings.
How's the weather in Dallas right now? Because that's where that game is being played. And weren't we discussing this morning that it's an S show down in like Dallas, Little Rock, Nashville? Maybe Oklahoma City. I don't know if they're receiving, you know, any kind of weather or whatnot down there. But I know Dallas and Little Rock and Nashville are pretty much S shows right now. So I'm wondering how that's going to impact that game down there in Dallas tonight, because they can't handle snow.
No. I mean, Little Rock. My buddy lives in Mall Mill, Arkansas. It's like 45 minutes, I think, away from Little Rock.
What's it called?
Mall Mill.
Mall Mill, Arkansas.
Yeah.
What's he do there?
He owns his own epoxy flooring company.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty successful, I guess. I don't know, which is weird because he just does garages, basically, because there's no basements in Arkansas, really.
Oh, really?
From what I've heard, there's not a lot of houses with basements. Like, he doesn't have one. The three guys that he's friends with out there that I've met, none of them have basements.
Hmm.
I don't know if there's something into that, whether it's, like, the foundation.
True in the South in general, I feel.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, Tennessee's but I didn't know way. Arkansas was that far enough south where we were not doing basements anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I know in California they don't have them.
But he had a video, or his wife had a video of their daughter watching it snow, and it was like potato flakes, man. It was like coming down in Arkansas. And I was like, you know, Cole, what are you doing, man? He goes, I don't know, man. Like, luckily I'm from Kansas City, so I know how to deal with it. But a lot of four-wheeling, that's all I know. And like, you know, you just, like, we, which is kind of hilarious how we kind of contradict ourselves, because I was telling you I was with on the show with Henry Lake on Sunday night, and I was like, I know you guys in Minnesota are, you know, telling us like, oh yeah, 10 inches, woo, big deal. And then we go look at people in Arkansas like, yeah, we got 5-inch snow. I'm like, that's it. It's like, hey,
but that's
yourself.
A lot down there. Like, when you live in a place that never gets cold and never gets snow, and then like, they don't have the plows.
No,
they don't have the salt. They don't have the ability to get out there and treat the roads and take care of things and get people back to moving, because once in 40 years, maybe something like this happens. So I would imagine a lot of these towns and places that are getting pummeled right now by the snow probably don't have the ability to maybe warm, though, tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be back in the 50s in Dallas, you know, tomorrow.
So just completely
like
melt
that.
Away.
Yeah, right.
Whereas this will be here until the end of February.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. So I'm just wondering if the weather is becoming an issue down there in Dallas for folks.
They say
tonight.
No basements from the 816 because of the fault lines.
Is it the New Madrid fault? Is that the because I remember when my friend
in pool.
It is, because the only reason I know that is because my friend bought a house when we were living in St. Louis, my buddy John, and I remember sitting down with him. I was a couple years older than him. It was his first home buying purchase. He's like, you've been through this before. Let's talk about some stuff. So we're sitting there. We're going over the insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're trying to sell me earthquake insurance. I'm like, it's St. Louis City. Mm. Like, you probably don't need earthquake insurance. And then people are like, no, you do, because we're on the New Madrid Fault. God forbid it moves. You have earthquake. You don't get covered. Boom, you're screwed. And so that's the memo to everybody out there right now. You better have flood insurance. Like, you better have every kind of insurance that they offered, because when something happens, they will try to claim you don't have the proper coverage on that. We got screwed with flood insurance when we had the sewage in our basement leak up above the toilets.
How'd that smell?
It was nasty.
Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, it was so much, the insurance wasn't going to pay. You don't have flood insurance. Yeah. I live in a city, the sewage backed up, and ruined the whole block.
Gross.
And so we were able to hire some of the Roto-Rooter guys on the side to come out and do it for, you know, pennies on the dollar cash.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been like a $10,000 deal that insurance wasn't going to pay. So, yeah, the New Madrid Fault, I guess that's part of the reason why maybe you don't have those basements.
Somebody says, Bob, the traffic guy just said it's a slog out there.
Oh.
I don't know what a slog is. Slushy, sluggy,
sloppy.
Sloppy.
Slow.
Sloppy Joes. I made an extra sloppy. Is that new Happy Gilmore? Is it on Netflix yet? I thought they said something about
already?
January. I thought they said something about January 7th. Am I wrong on that?
Who's going to watch the new Hollywood Squares?
I will.
Will you?
I love game shows.
You do?
I love Steve Harvey. I think Ryan
Seacrest. Steve Harvey's fantastic.
I think he gets a little over the top, like when he does like the overextended laugh, but I do. I think Ryan Seacrest is growing on me. I watch Wheel of Fortune almost every night at 6:30. Yeah. I eat. Come on, man. I'd still take Vanna White to dinner.
My mother sent my wife a text yesterday, last night.
Mm-hmm.
You're as old as Wheel of Fortune.
Thank you. Lose a turn. I just love trying to get the puzzle before anybody else, obviously. I love Jeopardy. I think it's a fun show.
I like Teen Jeopardy because I know those answers, or the sports category. That's about it.
Yeah.
The best philosophers.
Yeah. 18th century novels.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I will say during COVID, they had like almost every Jeopardy episode on Netflix.
Oh, they still have them everywhere.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You can find all that. The game show thing, I bring it up because Nate Burleson is hosting Hollywood Squares. The center square is going to be Drew Barrymore. For years, it was Whoopi Goldberg and, you know, I date back to the Shadow Stevens days. But it's on streaming, like, so you can watch it at any time. And I heard that. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I wanted game shows on, like, Wheel of Fortune, 6:30 every night.
Yeah,
you know, you sit down and you know you're going to watch it. Like, it's on streaming. I don't know that I'm looking for game shows on streaming. That's just me. You guys? I don't know.
I don't know. I just love Family Feud, too. It's just such a fun show. Who's got the most pressure in the playoffs this week?
This week and this week alone. Everybody that we're looking
I guess
at.
I should say this. Who is the top of the list this weekend for a must win?
Must win, probably.
Like, who needs to win, obviously, more than anybody else this playoff weekend? This weekend.
Just this weekend alone, Justin Herbert.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay. I would say Sam Darnold kind of falls into that category as well, because I just can't get past his performance on Sunday night, and I'm rooting for Sam Darnold to cash a check, and I'm hoping Sunday night was an anomaly for the season for him.
Is it unfair to say Lamar, or is that the easy way out?
No, I don't think that's unfair at all. I think Lamar and Josh Allen got to be on top of this list.
Right.
Josh Allen loses to the Broncos at home. Yikes.
But Lamar Justin Herbert, as we talked about, hasn't had a postseason win. And, you know, Dusty made a comment about a segment or two ago, and or maybe it was you, Mac, that made the comment of, like, I don't know why we doubt this guy. Because he hasn't won in the postseason. Like, Justin Herbert's image changes with a postseason win.
Yeah, and he's only got one game for a sample size.
Yeah,
right?
One
he
game.
He had a terrible head coach in Brandon Staley that kind of fizzled that away as well, because he was supposed to be the defensive guy.
Yeah,
well, you got five interceptions and still lost, so I don't know what to tell you, you know? I think it's Lamar, man. I really do, because if he doesn't win this game, then all that talk of regular season champion comes back. Like, his January record and January into, like, I guess December, January for Lamar is not great. And the legacy that he's built will be like, yeah, he's going to be the MVP quarterback over and over and over again. But it's like, you get to when it matters, and it's like, what's going on? So I think it's a must win for Lamar. Like, a must.
Yeah,
you
agree.
Have to win.
Like, if you get knocked, I see what you're saying from that standpoint. Yeah,
because
like,
you lost to Pittsburgh again.
That's a good point.
You've lost in the playoffs again. You were one of the best teams again. You were possibly the MVP again, and you've got nothing to show for other than 13 wins and an early exit. That's a must win for me for Lamar Jackson.
That's a good point, Dusty. I think, you know, like, from that standpoint, like, you can spin that term must win any way you want. Lamar, you did a great job with that. I think with Justin Herbert to try to get that first win and get that kind of sigh of relief to be able to play. Is Bo Nix the only quarterback going into the playoffs this weekend? I don't want to use the term house money, but playing like he has nothing to lose.
No, I'd say Jayden. It's Nix, Daniels, and maybe Baker. I don't think Baker has. I mean, I think his legacy is built.
I think Baker's legacy is always going to be one of those, man, I want that guy in a foxhole with me. Like, no matter what he does, you know.
Right.
So I don't know how much his legacy can
truly
change.
Yeah, he got
change.
His contract already. Like, there's not much up for Baker.
Somebody brings up a good point. What if Lamar and Josh Allen both lose this week and what the narrative will be in the NFL for the Chiefs?
I will tell you what. I don't know that I would wear pants.
Can we book our flights that day?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I honest to God don't know if I'd put on pants for 3 weeks.
I do have to be in this room with you.
I don't care. If Lamar and Josh Allen both lose this weekend,
Lord.
Pantsless.
Oh,
I just want to win, Jim.
Coming up on the other side, our Richard of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.